a little child was saying his prayers, and so he went over beside his bed and
kneeled.
Okay. And you might say, I'm feeling real tired. I think I'll go over to the couch and
lie down.
Okay. And you might say he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. He just lay in bed all day.
Lay in bed all day.
Okay. And things that you see in your sleep, you say, last night, this is what I
dreamed.
Okay. I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I...
Wait.
Okay. And...
Now, that's not the correct word, but then that's what I would probably say.
That's what you'd say. Yeah. What's the correct word, you think?
I forgot the question now.
Let's see. Where is it? I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I...
I guess. I don't know.
Wake sounds correct
to
me.
I guess it
I
is.
If somebody in the house to like this, say they're stopping. You might tell a little kid, that stove is very hot, so don't
touch.
Okay. If there was something in there on the table and you might ask somebody to go and get it for you, you'd say, go in there and what that knife? Or whatever it was, knife. Or go in there and...
Just go get it for me.
Okay.
It's the only thing.
What kind of games did you play when you were a child?
Oh, we played a little game called, I have forgotten it, but it's a little silly game called Chicken Cranny Crow.
What?
I think they meant Granny, my Granny Crow, that's what it was.
I love it. What do you do?
You cup your hands and have something in it.
Yeah.
Little ball or rock or whatever they had, and they'd go down the line. All the children would sit in a line,
uh-huh.
And they'd hold their hands this way, and you'd put that in their hands. Say, chicken, McCranny Crow, who's got the whatever you had, ball or what? Go on down the line, and whoever said, and you drop that in somebody's hand.
Uh-huh.
They still hold the handcuff so nobody wouldn't know it, you know, and they had to guess then who had the thing.
I love it. What's the words again that you say?
Chicken, McCranny Crow.
That is neat. Do you know what? That's the same game that I used to play. We played button. Did you ever play button? The same game.
Uh-huh.
Button. Who's got the button?
I was about 10 years old when we used to play that game.
Oh, I like that. Those words.
It sounds cute. It's silly. I don't know where it originated.
I like those words a lot better than button. That's
and
what else?
Oh, we played Pop the Whip at school, and you know how to play Pop the Whip, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose it's the same Pop the Whip.
Yeah, yeah. And,
you're on the end, you had it.
Yeah, that's how I got the thorn in my head.
Oh, really? You were on the end, huh?
I don't know. We played Ring Around the Rosie.
Uh-huh.
And
did you ever play hiding games?
Yeah, hide and seek.
Uh-huh.
And I guess all the same games that all children have played down through the years.
I guess they don't change much, do they?
No. Well, I guess maybe they do now, but children don't play the same things that children did 50 or 60 years ago, because you made your own entertainment then, and now they're all entertained and have to be entertained, they think.
Yeah. Well,
but we made our own entertainment.
Yeah, part of it's TV too.